One reason is the department's continued presence on the Government Accountability Office's high-risk list. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins.
Since 2003, the GAO has designated the department as high risk. It has done so because of the management and integration challenges inherent in any large undertaking. But what people often don't realize is the high risk designation refers not to just being at risk for waste, fraud, and abuse. It is at risk for program failure, and thus the consequences of being on the high-risk list are serious indeed.
Collins is ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. She made her comments Thursday at a hearing about the future of DHS. It's a future underscored by questions about management, says former Department Inspector General Richard Skinner.
When we talk about Homeland Security and its failings or its shortcomings and its successes, we always tend to want to talk about the operational side of the house, that is, our border security, our transportation security, our intelligence capabilities. And I think what's often overlooked is those functions that are supporting all of that, that's in behind the scenes, so to speak, and that is the management support functions, particularly financial management, acquisition management, IT management, and grants management.
Skinner served as Homeland Security's first Senate-confirmed IG. He says DHS has been fighting an uphill battle to improve management support functions from day one.
When we stood up, the management support functions were, in fact, shortchanged. We brought over all the operational aspects of the 22 different agencies, but we did not bring the management support functions to support those operations. And as a result, we've been digging ourselves out of a hole ever since.
Another ongoing concern is the number of congressional committees DHS reports to, more than 80 by some counts. Observers say that's way too many, and it means DHS spends too much time testifying instead of focusing on protecting the country. Congresswoman Jane Harman spent 4 years on the House Homeland Security Committee.
Congress has been a very disappointing player in this process. Not this committee, but Congress has failed to reorganize its committee structure, and the homeland jurisdiction here, but more significant in the House, is anemic.
Harman backs the 9/11 Commission in recommending Congress reorganize itself as a step to help DHS become more effective. But so far, proposals to streamline oversight remain just that, proposals. Harman's other solutions to make DHS more effective center on the scope of the department's responsibilities.
The department can't do everything equally well, and I would suggest that some of the functions should be narrowed, including the intel function. I think there is a huge role to collect information from all the agencies inside the department and fuse that information together. But I don't think the intel function at Homeland needs to compete with the CIA or compete with NCTC. I think those agencies are better able to do what they do. And as part of the other structure we set up, this joint command over 16 agencies,
right,
the Homeland function in a more targeted way, I think, would be accomplished better. And there's an example of doing less, but doing it in a much more effective way.
In addition, witnesses called on DHS to create a better sense of unity and collaboration among its components. Admiral Thad Allen is the former Coast Guard leader.
In regards to operational coordination and execution, there have been several attempts to establish a robust planning and execution system that takes place through the National Operations Center on behalf of the Secretary. One of the problems is it was kind of a come-as-you-are department, and a lot of people stayed in the facilities where they were at in Washington, and there was a balkanization of the facilities. So there are a lot of command centers, fusion centers around town that are independent of the department. FEMA runs a National Response Coordination Center at FEMA right. headquarters. There's a command center at Coast Guard headquarters. But to create unity of effort, you have to have, at a minimum, a way to do planning and coordinated operations that are synchronized.
Unity of effort is exactly what Congress was going for when it wrote the bill to create DHS. The idea was to fill gaps that opened the door for terrorist attacks like 9/11. There is progress, no major attacks since then, but Skinner says that forward movement is at risk.
A variety of issues, I think, that are holding us back. Of course, one of them is a resource issue. we could have done a lot better job with the resources that we were given. We were given a lot of opportunities to make changes, and we didn't take advantage of them, and we more or less were spinning our wheels, particularly in the areas of financial management. But it's also a cultural issue. The department in its components need to come together and realize that that we need to, for the good of the department and for good of the country and for the good of the mission that they've been entrusted to perform, that they're going to have to start working better together. They're going to have to give up some of their turf, so to speak.
Skinner says everyone in DHS agrees there's a problem with collaboration, but few are actually willing to give up their turf. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.